A traveller riding a camel met three brothers having a heated discussion. He was concerned and stopped to ask what the difficulty was. They explained to him that their father gifted his camels to them, but they could not agree about how to split them up. Their father's wishes were that the oldest would receive half, the second oldest one third, and the youngest one ninth. However, they had 17 camels to split up between them. Every mathematical approach they tried failed to resolve the dispute. They could not split a camel in half, as this would invalidate their father's wishes, and they would then forfeit all rights to any camels. And not one of the brothers was willing to compromise. Does this sound similar to a situation you may face in the workplace? You're presented with a dilemma, yet you and your co-workers are not able to come to an agreed-upon solution. A conflict occurs. Conflict in the workplace costs British businesses £33 billion a year. Every year. In 2008, US employees spent 2.8 hours per week dealing with conflict. This amounts to approximately $359 billion in paid hours, based on average hourly earnings of $17.95, or the equivalent of 385 million working days. Clearly, conflict in the workplace and dealing with difficult people is something that can't be avoided. We've all experienced conflict and are familiar with what it is, but put plainly, conflict is simply a difference between two people or groups, a difference of wants, needs, or expectations. These differences can then be exacerbated by organisational factors like unclear roles and responsibilities, change, stress, or workload. But conflict doesn't always need to be negative. The outcome of conflict depends a lot on you and how you handle it. Note the different options on the screen. Which ones do you think you can do something about in order to create a positive outcome out of conflict in the workplace? That's right. All of these things are actually great ways you can create a positive outcome out of conflict in the workplace. Let's go back to our three brothers with 17 camels. Let's return to the story of the camels. The traveller said he saw a solution, and he led his camel into the corral. He now said to the oldest brother, "There are now 18 camels, so take your half." The oldest brother took his 8 camels. The traveller then said to the next oldest, "Now there are 8 camels, take your third." He then took 6 camels. The traveller then said to the youngest brother, "Now take your 9th." So he took 2 camels. That left the traveller's camel. The traveller took his camel and rode on his way. What is the wisdom to take from this story? What might each of the brothers have learned from this? How does this demonstrate a solution-focused approach to resolve a dispute? If you like, take a moment to reflect on these questions by typing in your thoughts on the right. As you do so, recognize that the trouble isn't necessarily the fact that conflict exists. Rather, it's how we deal with those conflicts, or what happens when they aren't addressed. Here's another approach to viewing conflict. This theory, called game theory, was developed by von Neumann and Morgenstern in 1944. They made the distinction between a zero-sum game and a non-zero-sum game. In zero-sum games, one person's gain is always reflected in another person's loss. It's a typical win-lose scenario. In non-zero-sum games, both parties' interests overlap. For example, the three Apollo 13 astronauts who were stranded in space had to work together in order for them all to return to Earth safely. In zero-sum games, the loss by one player leads to a win by the other, whereas in non-zero-sum games, the win by one player does not necessarily lead to a loss by the other. The story of the brothers and the camels is an example of game theory in action. What factors in the story demonstrate a non-zero-sum game? What might have happened in the story had the traveller not intervened? Take a moment to reflect your thoughts on the screen. It is important to recognise the positives that can result from conflict because, as Lazarus theorised in 2000, when an individual perceives another person as difficult, they tend to avoid the other person where possible. They may become hostile and aggressive in their company. However, when the relationship is seen as challenging, individuals are more likely to look for solutions and more positive ways of behaving. When you experience difficult people, how can you turn the conflict into a challenge? This course will provide you with the tools and resources needed to do just that. Turn conflicts into challenges that produce positive results. For the remainder of this course, you will serve as a conflict resolution coach at Corporation Auto Supply, CAS. You will be presented with a variety of employee challenges and be tasked with exploring various psychological theories to help facilitate discussion and resolve the conflict at hand. When you're ready to get started, click Next.